To Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at republicbroadcasting.org. It is October the 11th in the year of the Lord 2022. And we're going to talk about that some more. The last time I had some callers on the show that talked about the phrase was used, already but not yet, and this is very relevant to the concept or the actual reality of Christians having power in the world. You know, a lot of people think that Christianity ran the world for a while. Well, it pretty much did run the world for a while, in essence, but it's certainly not running the world now. And in fact, it's the church has seemed to have lost all its power in the world. It's just it's docile. What's the term for impotent? It's impotent. So. Powerless. But and even some people, I was talking to some people last Friday, and they said, well, the reason is 501c3 tax status and they can't say anything. Well, that's just baloney. 501c3 has nothing to do with the theology that's being taught, and no real Christian would gear their theology to some kind of tax status. No, the reality is that the church is not teaching Christianity. It's really not teaching what's in the New Testament. It's not doing it. And well, and you can imagine you're not going to have the rod of iron to dash the nations to shivers. If you don't even know you're supposed to have it. Well, you know, well, one of our callers, my good friend David from Massachusetts, he likes to call, and I like it too. He was saying, Ron, well, you know, I want Jesus to have the rod of iron. I don't want the rod of iron. He's to do the stuff. And I told him, well, it's really Jesus wants us. It's not what we want, it's what Jesus wants. Jesus has done something in the world. He has altered the world. He's actually changed things. And you know, really, the church, David is not an outstanding thing. He's pretty much mainstream, if you get right down to it, because the church is the same way. That they don't teach, really, that Jesus did anything in the world. When he died by himself. And when he was resurrected, he was resurrected by himself. And when he ascended by himself. And one of these days, he's coming back to fix everything. That's really the mainstream New Testament teachings in the church. But in all reality, that's totally wrong. He actually did do something in the world. He did alter the world. And how one could say that they're born again and they're altered themselves without having Christ altering the world is bizarre and beside me. I wouldn't know how that would occur. You know, and they talk about a change in your heart. Well, he lives in your heart and he changes your heart. Yeah, yeah, you can say that, but he also altered the world. And he also altered your body. And even I, knowing these things, have been tripped up a couple of times when asked point blank, well, they say, well, Ron, have you ascended? And I say, yes, to sit in the throne with Christ Jesus. Yes, I've done that. And then they say, well, you're still here. Well, you know, then I kind of say, well, spiritually, yes. But even that's wrong. My answer is wrong. Because I want to read you something right out of the New Testament. It's Matthew 9:17. It says, it's Matthew 9:14-17. So I'm quoting now. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not? And Jesus said unto them, can the children of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast. No man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Okay, end of quote. What Jesus was really saying there is that he could not put new life into anybody on earth without giving them a new body. Now, that's pretty bizarre, isn't it? How in the world was he going to give them a new body? And he wasn't going to give it to them upon death. He was going to give it to them right now. And, or otherwise, he couldn't put new life into them. Now, he had to do something, and that was talking about he'd be taken away. He had to die on the cross, he had to be resurrected, and he had to be ascended before he could do that. Now, why is that important to our bodies, and to us, and to the earth, and to all things? Because what happened to Christ happened to the entire cosmos and everything in it. The earth, the galaxy, the stars, everything. Christ Jesus contained everything in the entire cosmos in his physical body. And what happened to him happened to the entire cosmos. That's why he could say, you see this temple? I will tear it down, I will destroy it, and in 3 days, raise it again. Was he just shooting some bull or talking about some new religion he was going to crank up? Yeah, he cranked up a new religion, all right. But what did he do? He raised the temple, didn't he, in 3 days. Now, what he didn't tell you was that he was going to do that to the entire cosmos. So he kind of just told them a little bit. Yeah, he was going to do that to the temple, but at the same time, he did it to everything that is. So, where are we then? Now you see how we get new bodies to put new life in. See, if he didn't change our body, he couldn't put eternal life and the Holy Spirit in us with an old body. Because what would happen to our bodies? they would burst. He tells you, you without a new body, you can't have a new life in it. So he gave us new bodies, just as he did raise the temple. And what does St. Paul say about all that? Now, I don't have this scripture in front of me, but I'll just kind of paraphrase it. He said that that God drew all things together in one, Christ Jesus. He brought all things together in one, whether heaven or in earth, whether it be in heaven or in earth, all things were brought together in one, Christ Jesus, by God the Father. And what was the purpose of that? So that there will be no more condemnation for them that love the Son. Now this is some kind of, and I want to read you something out of my book. It's not been published yet. I need to break down and publish this thing. There's no reason why it's completely finished. It's not up to date with more current events. But I want to read you a little something here. It's a quotation I took out of another book called called The Kingdom of God and the Teaching of Jesus in the 20th Century Theology. It's by Mark Saucy. It was published in 1997 by Word Publishing out of Dallas, Texas. And I'm going to quote this. It says, "Modern discussion about the nature of the kingdom of God that Jesus preached was particularly spirited during the first 60 years of the 20th century." We're talking, 1900 to 1960. During this time, the eschatological pendulum swung from one extreme to a purely eschatological kingdom to the other extreme of a totally realized one, with many stops in between. However, since World War II, the positions of those like Kummel, and Jeremias began gaining momentum towards forging a scholarly consensus about an already but not yet kingdom of God. The amassed evidence was seen as pointing to the kingdom as having multiple temporal dimensions. In some way, it was present with Christ, and in some way, it was still future. In just what way the kingdom was present and future was still a matter for debate, but at least this issue seemed settled by the early 1960s, unquote. Well, I have a problem with that. If the kingdom, you can't be born again. You can't actually undergo such a thing and not be in the kingdom of God. The being born again is not just something that happens to you alone, in essence. You have to actually perceive the entire cosmos as happening, as doing that. So the kingdom of heaven has the doorway to the kingdom of heaven has been created by Christ Jesus in his death, resurrection, and ascension. Now that means that people actually have to go through that door. He is, in fact, Jesus called himself the door. I am the door. All that came before me are robbers and thieves. And he that climbeth over some other way into the kingdom is a murderer. No, you go into the kingdom by the door. The door is the death, resurrection, and ascension. Now, did we go into some other kind of other dimension? No, and I can't even believe this man here mentions temporal dimensions. As if there were any temporal dimensions. This is the dimension. Christ has operated on the one and only dimension. And this has, now I'm going to read some more out of my book here. We are going to see what portion and aspect of the kingdom is present in the minds of these modern theologians and what is yet to come. Saucy makes the case that Jesus is somehow apart from the kingdom of God in the sense that he could announce it, initiate it, and even speed or impede its arrival, but not be the kingdom of God himself. And that is the case. Christ Jesus is the carrier. He is the kingdom of God himself. Whatever happened to him happens to the kingdom of God. God was in him. God was reconciling the entire world unto himself. And God was in Christ Jesus. That is how he was able to be resurrected in the first place. You can't kill God. You can forget about killing God, and that's what they tried to do 2,000 years ago. They tried to kill God. Didn't work. Even Jesus himself said, I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it again. That is a commandment I have received of my Father. He also said the one commandment he's received from the Father is eternal life. Well, what does he give us? The same thing. Eternal life cannot be taken. Now, who did he give it to? He operated. You have to think about what he operated on. There's no somebody just picking and choosing. This is an operation that was cosmic. It was performed on all things. Let me tell you, it's a physical operation to be crucified, to be killed, and to be resurrected and ascended. That's a physical operation. And it's performed on physical things, all physical things. Now, that's why this is the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven on earth, and that's why it is the real new world order. The real New World Order is slightly over 2,000 years old, but it's still here, and nobody can change it. The New World, the banksters can't change it. The global bankarchy can't change it. Democracy can't change it. Nothing can change it. The only one that can change it is he that did it. He that operated on it in the first place will come back again eventually and operate on it again. And the operation upon the cosmos that will be tried one more time upon his return is the closing of the door to the kingdom of heaven. And it will be almost instantaneous. For all evil shall be destroyed with the brightness of his coming. Like a fire, a vengeful fire that falls from heaven. That's the way his return will be. It won't be setting up the kingdom of heaven. That's already done. He'll be coming to close the door to it. All that are in are safe and secure. All that are out, eternal damnation. Now, I say this to global bankers. They better get in the kingdom because all this stuff they're doing is not worth what they're fixing to see. So anyway, stay with us. We'll be right back after this.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Go out yonder, he's in the valley. Come downtown, have the rumble in the alley.
Amen. Yeah, you don't know the shape I'm in. I like it. I like it. Well, just talking about this, I found the scripture on that I'll quote it here. That's Ephesians 1:10 through, I think, 11. A quote here is that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Predestinated. You know, that's a term that's been slaughtered by the church. And predestinated. As if it was all calculated who was going to do right and who was going to do wrong and who was going to get into the kingdom and who wasn't. Well, that would mean nobody actually had any free will. Nobody really has any decisions to make. Nobody has any perception to do. No one has any actual life on earth. Everything's predestinated. That's not what predestinated is. Predestinated is like a design. It's been designed that all men be saved. And in fact, that's what St. Paul says in another location. It is the will of God that all men be saved. And that St. Paul said that even his ministry was to deliver all men into the kingdom of heaven on earth. Yeah, so this has already been done. And if we go to Ephesians 2:6, we find, Ephesians 2:4-6, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us, given us life, together with Christ, by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, this is not the future. That's not a statement of the future. That's a statement of right now. Okay, so where are we then? We're in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, obviously, people that don't pursue, if you don't study this, you don't learn how this can happen, you don't allow this operation to take place within you, you're not going to get there, are you? So this is not forced on anybody. This is not a forced operation upon the world, but it is an operation. For instance, if it didn't happen to the whole world, my wishing and a dreaming and a hoping wouldn't do any good. I had to perceive a real way to get into the kingdom of heaven. I had to perceive of a reality. Not make something up, not dream something, not just go on what somebody said. I had to see the channel, perceive the channel, and get in the channel, and to go through the channel, to let that operation take place on me. And that's what all men have to do. That's what all people have to do to get what God has wants them to have, which is unity with him in the kingdom of heaven on earth, to sit with him in the heavenly places, and even to sit with him in the throne of his Father with him. And he wants us to have the rod of iron. Well, what do you do with the rod of iron? You dash the nations to shivers. Well, that's not something you receive in death. That's something you receive now while you have nations to deal with. Yeah, so it's not just, we'll let Jesus. Jesus is the one. Jesus is all there is. I have nothing here. My whole job is to just say Jesus is it. That's it. And that's all I can do. Just point the way. No. Now I have stuff. Now I have all space and time. Now I have the rod of iron. Now I got to do stuff. Now I'm participating in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Okay, we'll be right back after this.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
This old man and me were at the bar, and we were having us some beers and swapping night on cares, talking politics, blonde and redhead chicks, old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace, all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy.
That's a great one. Great song. God is great, beer is good, people are crazy. That's right. Well, let's talk about this rod of iron thing. I'm not teasing about this rod of iron thing. I'm going to read it to you right out of Revelations here. It's Revelations 2:26. Let's see, 26 through, I guess, whatever it is, 28. Okay, here it comes. Quote, and he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Well, the churches would be good to listen to that today. They'd be good to hear that today. Well, you know, and my good friend David, he has said, well, you know, overcometh. How do you overcometh? And he said, by the Holy Spirit. Okay, well, that's true. The Holy Spirit is a vehicle. It's a vehicle to the kingdom of God. It's the vehicle to enter into the kingdom of heaven. The end of Christianity is not faith. The end of Christianity is a state of grace wherein you have obtained that which you sought in faith. Even Peter says the end of your faith is salvation. That's salvation. See, overcometh is he that's overcome. He's been saved. He's entered the kingdom of heaven. He's entered the kingdom of God on earth. Now, and why would he receive power to dash the nations to shivers if he's not here to deal with the nations? He that overcometh, okay, he that obtains eternal life through the death, resurrection, and ascension, and keepeth my works unto the end. Well, that's how you overcometh, by keeping the works. Well, what are the works? You know, the works of Christ are not every miracle he did. That wasn't changing water to wine or walking on the water or even raising some of the dead, raising Lazarus. These are miracles, yes. And they pointed to his divinity. But they were not his works. His works were his death, his resurrection, and his ascension. You know, and you never hardly ever hear the church talk about ascension. Well, I'm sorry, without the ascension, you just don't have it yet. You're stuck in the birth canal. That's what I call it. You're stuck in the rebirth canal. You're not getting into the kingdom. You're not fully born again. You're stuck. Ascension is the glory at the end of it. It's the entry into the kingdom of heaven. Your entry. Okay, so now he that has overcometh has entered the kingdom of heaven through keeping the works, the death, resurrection, and ascension, will have power over the nations. I will give him power over the nations, he said. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I have received of my Father. Well, you know, he did break the nations into shivers, Christ Jesus, and he also did it through his disciples and through the born again that came after him. I have no doubt that the principles of property laid out by John Locke have dashed nations to shivers. Oh, yeah. I mean, America was founded on John Locke, and we fought a bunch of countries to have this nation based on those principles. And he brought a decadent Rome to nothing over it. And guess who destroyed all this mythology, Greek and Roman mythology? Guess who destroyed all that? Yeah, St. Paul. With what? The rod of iron. Eternal life. St. Paul had it. He got into the kingdom of heaven. He talked about it, sitting down in the heavenly places with Jesus. And he took on Rome itself. He gave speeches on Mars Hill, calling out all these false gods all over everything, and even saying, now you've got one that says to the unknown God, and I'm here to declare him to you, so that you will know that unknown God you refer to. That was a stroke of genius, wasn't it? Why could he do all that? Because he had the eternal life in him. He was in the kingdom of heaven. He kept the works, life, death, resurrection, and ascension. And what did he do? He dashed the nation to shivers. When he got through, when his life was done, the result of his stuff was the utter and complete erasing of the destruction of the mythology of Greek and Roman gods. Does anybody take any of that, of those Greek and Roman gods, seriously today? That, why do we call it mythology? Back in his day, they didn't call it mythology. That was dead serious stuff. Well, now, we ought to be taking on stuff too, shouldn't we? Now, if we're going to get in the kingdom, now, you know, what was he talking about? See, that this involves civil government, all that stuff. Yeah, they had this all involved, even though they were, so to speak, gods, it also had to do with civil government. Because even some of these emperors claimed to have been created and authorized by these mythological creatures and entities. So all this entered into civil government. And he even challenged some of the craftsmen that were making these icons mythological gods. And it, you know, that was protected by civil government. And those called civil government to arrest him for all those things, for ruining their business. Yeah. Well, we ought to be ruining some businesses today, shouldn't we? Well, there's a lot of businesses that need to be ruined today. And banking is one of them. Banking, you know, I found a website. I'm going to leave this now for a little bit, because I found a website, and it's called constituteproject.com. I believe it's .com. I know it's Constitute Project. And at that location, at that website, they have every constitution of every nation on earth in three different languages, one of them being English. Now, all of them aren't converted to the two other languages, but all of them are translated into English. And, you know, just by glancing at some of them, and you know, when you have that many constitutions there, and a lot of these things are recent, or at least, I guess what the, yeah, a lot of the constitutions are recent. So believe it or not, America has one of the older constitutions in there. I think England goes back to 1215, which is the Magna Carta when it started. I think it's 1215, something like that. And ours is 1789. But some of these are as late as, you know, in the 1980s and stuff like that, even more recent than that for some of them. So, you know, you compare all these things, and if you read them, they don't seem so far out. Now, if you know about the principles of property, you know that it's a lot of it is pure garbage and socialism and agenda and what some people want to do. But, you know, one thing I've noticed about this is that there seems to be none of them take seriously the idea that there's something called banking, international bankers. And they just seem to float between these countries as if they didn't exist. And they're free to move between one and the other and use one against the other. And none of these countries, none of these constitutions are dealing with global bankarchy. I believe there's really only one government today that is functioning in the world, and that's the bankarchy, the global bankarchy. And there's no constitution for it. There's no group of people that have authorized it. It has no territory. It has the whole earth as its territory. There's nothing taking seriously this creation that seems to be impacting all of it. And even if they had good constitutions, I don't think it would last much or amount to anything, because the ability of a bankarchy, a global bankarchy, to get into it and foul it up or even destroy it by the use of others. This is something that needs to be addressed by the global community and by the church. But anyway, I do believe we have a caller, Scotty from New York. How you doing?
Hey, Mr. Ron. How you doing?
Pretty good.
I really appreciate your show. I've mentioned it every time I call in. I did send you an email about 3 weeks ago when you were talking about,
Was it property tax or something like that?
No, it was about how that. I'm in the middle of doing stuff now, so I don't have the paperwork in front of me. However, Ingrid, the link that I sent you was a Facebook video that broke down the law, how they're doing this, and the way you broke down how they have no authority, that these laws are fake because of all these kinds of reasons, fits right in with what they're doing now, and it won't make any sense unless you could actually see the email. But the reason I'm calling is, one, to check the email, and two, maybe you're not able to access the video because it's a Facebook video. But Ingrid Castle, when I sent it to her, and I also had left you her chat room where I told you the link is, she sent me the original video yesterday. So if you weren't able to watch that, I'll send you
the
original.
I would love to.
I want to recommend one thing, and then I'll finish. The man that's Jim Bennett, that's on 8 p.m. Eastern time, he did the Dr. Kelly story like 2 months ago, and then it was just rebroadcast in September. I actually caught the first one live, and then I missed the last three. But it's 4 consecutive nights. I think it was started on the 23rd of September, and he did part 1 for an hour, part 2 for an hour on Tuesday, part 3 on Wednesday, part 4 on Thursday. And then he did some really good music on Fridays. He does some good music you would like. You would definitely, Ron, would like his music. So check out, everybody in RBM and you, the rebroadcast of the Dr. Kelly story on The Edge of Darkness with Jeff Bennett. Just go in the archives. The story.
Okay, well, what was that one you just talked about? Was over 4 nights and then with the music? Who was that?
Yeah, that's the Dr. Kelly story.
Oh, okay.
And he did it 2 months ago, but then it re-aired all 4 nights together. I had caught the first one live and never heard the other three, and what happened is I got busy and I missed them. But he had all 4 of them in the archives from September 23rd. In fact, it started with the Friday before with really great music, and then he did the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Dr. Kelly story, and then even a better music series. It was the Black Cat Blues or something.
Oh,
like that.
Right.
Midnight
I love
Cat.
It.
You'll really like it. You'll like both his music that he puts together an hour's worth, and anybody will love the Dr. Kelly story. It is beyond words and fascinating and amazing all at the same time.
Well, very good. I appreciate that tip, and I'll sure go
and
do that.
And look for my email, because
I'll also watch that video.
Definitely. Okay. And if you can't watch that Facebook video, I'll send it to you when I get a chance, the one that Ingrid forwarded me yesterday.
Okay? All right. Very good.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
I love your
appreciate
work.
Appreciate it. Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Peace.
Well, James, I hope you can hang on a little bit because I think we're going to have a break coming up. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I was talking to Jeff Bennett yesterday, and he is scheduled for surgery today, so I'd ask everybody to say some prayers there. I think he's been, his medical care and the medical system, I don't think they're treating him right, because it was a very simple procedure that should have been done last year.
Well, hang with us. We'll be right back after this, yeah, James.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Listen to my bluebird laugh. She can't tell you why. Deep within her heart, you see, she knows all I cry. Just lying.
All right. Great music, but I've got two callers, and I want to try to get both of them in, believe it. James, what else do you have for us?
Oh, yeah, Jeff Bennett is one of the great unsung heroes of RBN Broadcasting. And I take him to be a hero of Vietnam. He was 4 years in the dust-off operation, which was helicopters picking up the wounded and getting shot at by the VC. So,
wow.
Anyway, I just wanted to mention that, do you remember the times when they had prayer in school?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. We had it up here, too. We had it up here, too, just like you had it down there. And then it vanished. So.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you go, sir.
All right, James, I appreciate it.
Yep.
John from Colorado, how you doing?
Hi, Ron. Good afternoon. Yeah, nice day. Once again, I comment, you've been really a great host since they asked you in, John Stadmiller, and all you come up with and talking, you merged with Ron Anderson and all that. It was, I kind of got on late, but I heard James talking about Jeff Bennett. Yeah, I've done business with him. I bought some of his products, listened to his shows. A great guy. I feel that everybody's got health issues, and he always talked about Dr. Kelly, and I wonder sometimes they've been using that, or has that been able to help what he's prescribed, all this stuff, and I hope whatever he does, he gets through it okay. I just feel for him and all he's been through. But
we ought to pray for him for sure, yes.
Oh, yeah. The other thing is you're talking about the scriptures over the years you've been on and all that. Very interesting stuff. I wish I had more time to interact with some of those. I can't think of when I want to call you. Oh, when I'm back, there's plenty of things I could do, but there's never enough time. But it's interesting you come up with that, and why these theologians you hear, they don't seem to mention that, or the churches, and that I think it's all, and, you know, people say, well, wasn't God, why didn't they do something? Why didn't they smoke some of these people, take them out? I don't know. It's, like I said, it's God's plan. And we're only in this earth a short in time versus the thousands of generations that been over the earth and all that, and what they did, especially in the old book of the Bible, which I read constantly for the whole year, and some of the stuff, you know, we're only a little 2,000 years since Christ, and people get, you know, feel frustrated, but that's all you can do is keep up, and there's still not enough people that see it or speak up. It's hard to sometimes. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yes.
So anyway, I thank you very much for that. And
well, I appreciate
I'll keep up with
that.
You maybe later this week if I got time. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that very much. Yes. Well, everybody, thank you for listening. And pray for the church, and pray for ourselves, and pray that people get into the kingdom of heaven and pick up the rod of iron and obtain lawful government. We'll see you next time.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.